What is up, everybody? We are back with Market Abilities, and it's just me today, just the single camera, just me and you. We're just hanging out. It'll probably be a shorter podcast. That's okay. It's going to be a good one. And you know what? I don't really do this very often, but if you're, while you're here right now, just starting the video, even if you're new, whatever, please like and subscribe and share the video. That really helps us, really make a reach and just inform more people about marketing. And we really care about that. We really want to help people. That's the whole reason why we even do some of the things that we do, is because we just genuinely want to help. And it's just good to have a helping heart, you know? And so if you find something valuable that we do, please share it. Please like, subscribe, all that stuff. It goes a long way. All right. So thank you very much. And so today, obviously, the video is going to be named Marketing is a Game. And what do I mean by that? Well, because that can be very loaded, and you can be like, no, you should take it seriously. Don't take it seriously, but almost look at it as a game, because it could be way more fun that way, and not as like tense and anxious as whenever you're, you know, trying to make money, trying to change, get sales, get awareness, whatever your goal is for your marketing, right? Because there's several different goals that you can have, right? But I'm going to kind of explain in five different points. I've got them written down here how you can use it as like a, almost like a video game, or even as like a football game or something, which I know sounds kind of funny, but just hang with me for a second, because I think it'll be a way more fun to actually look at it. So the first is strategy and tactics. So like a game, you know, marketing requires strategy, planning, and tactical execution. So we're talking about kind of like a football game, right? It's like you kind of, within a football game, you study your opponent, right? And you study the plays that they make and the things that they do, and you can counteract that. Well, in this way, in marketing, you're studying what your consumer does. Like, what are their actions? Where do they go? Where do they look? And then that's kind of where you can direct your marketing. If your average customer is on Facebook, then you probably want to be running Facebook ads. You want to be posting on Facebook like crazy, maybe even every day, just to get as many reach, as many shares, as much reach and all that as possible. And so that's something that you need to come into, just like that, that has to be part of your strategy. What I wrote down here is you must analyze the market and understand the competitors, and you have to position your products in a certain way. So like I was saying about the Facebook, if your main audience is on Facebook, you need to make sure your positioning on Facebook is really good. Otherwise, the way that I'm thinking about it is it's like a game, right? Like you try this type of positioning and you try this type of marketing on Facebook, and if it works, awesome. If it doesn't work, that's okay. You're like, okay, that didn't work. Let's move on to the next thing. You know, it's almost like you're playing a video game to see what works, and then you can move on to the next level. And then obviously number two, kind of touched on it, is competition. So there's always going to be some type of competition for what you are promoting. And that's not something to just shy away from or anything. I actually, it's funny I wrote this down, but it's like, in my mind, there's not really competition, because you're going to always have a unique way about what you do compared to what anybody else does, because two people can't do something the exact same way. It's almost impossible, right? Because you just think differently. You have different backgrounds, different upbringings, and different routes in life, so that it's almost impossible, right? And so you guys can be very, very similar, promoting the same type of product, maybe even the same product in general. But people are going to buy from you because of you, and because of how you positioned yourself compared to that other person. And there's no right or wrong. It's just, there are some people that prefer different people over over maybe even personality or branding or something that you do within the community. And so competition is always going to be there, like a game, like a video game. And you have to consider the option of of, you know, hey, look at what they're doing. And you know what I mean? Like, it's not a bad thing to look at what your competition is doing and if it's working. In a lot of the paid marketing now, you can actually look at exactly what they're doing. Just Google it. Like, you can actually go see what exactly your competitor is doing and the type of ads that are running, and even some of the type of ads that are performing really, really well for them. And you could almost not necessarily copy them, but take what you want from those ads and use it for yourself. That's actually a really big tip. So my number three is there are rules and constraints within the marketing world. Let's see what I wrote down, because I did this the other day and then I'm now filming the episode. So marketing operates within a framework of rules and constraints. So there's budgets, there's regulations. There are certain things you cannot say in your ads and you cannot claim online. Like, you can't claim to heal this person, or you're going to make this type of money if you do this or that. Like, there are rules against that, and you have to stay within those constraints, because if there weren't there, then people could be like, do this thing and then you'll make all this money. Or if you do this thing that way, it'll heal this or that. Like, and you cannot say that, because anybody could just go out and say that, and then people are getting scammed left and right, and people are still getting scammed, but there are actually rules against that, and people get banned and they get fined by the FTC and investigated and all that stuff. And you don't want any of that. Like, that's a headache and could be tens of thousands of dollars that you have to pay. So it's not worth it. So like a video game and like a sports game, there are rules, right? And there are things that you have to maneuver within the rules. Okay. Which is actually kind of fun, because for me, it actually causes you to be more creative, because it's like, how can I tell this person? So let's just say you're marketing some type of healthy thing that's going to help someone heal themselves with something. Okay. So I'm just going to be being very generic, because I don't want to like get flagged or anything. It's like, how can I say in this ad, hey, if you drink this supplement or whatever it is, it's going to help you with this and it's going to heal you from this, without actually saying that, because that is going to be the ultimate goal, right? Is to convey the message without actually just flat out saying it, because I think there's a lot of time now that it's a weird in between. I feel like some people are really love the blunt, the people like just tell it how it is. But then there's also people that like, hey, I kind of need the backstory. I kind of need to understand, why, and I need to understand, how, you know, and I need to understand how the science of this came about. And there's two groups of people. And so I think you need to almost have both. Like, you need to have posts about, informing your customer, but also posts about, hey, like, it's time to buy, you know? And so that brings me to my last point, I think. I lost my notes somehow. Apparently I don't know how to use a phone, but anyways, this is probably the most key thing is what do you need the most? Do you need awareness? Do you need sales? Do people just need to be informed? And so I think that's a goal that you need to sit down and figure out is like, what is my number one goal? Like, do people need to be informed, then you need to start creating content around informing the people that you want to eventually sell to today. Because I think there are several industries or several things where people are just don't even know that, you know, that this type of thing exists. And so that kind of brings you to the next part, which for me is the biggest part, is awareness. Like, you need to grow an audience. You need to make sure people are absolutely aware that you exist and what you do. You know what I mean? So that really just comes down to posting frequently and to continuously getting content out there over a decent period of time. I would say minimum 3 months of posting content, like 4 to 6 days a week. Maybe 7, because people are just, you know, you don't know what's going to catch on. And that's also a big part of the marketing game is like, if you post a lot of content, then you can look back at it and be like, oh, this one took off. This one didn't take off. These types of posts are not performing. These types of posts are not getting reach, but this one, this type of post got a ton of reach. How do I replicate that? And how can I make content more like that? And then once you find what works, it just, then you just keep hitting that into the ground until it stops working. And then you go back again, you start making different types of content and seeing what works. And then, so, you know, my general, idea of like, once you're kind of getting business rolling is I feel like you need to be making multiple types of content each week. And so the type of content that this is what I believe, and this is not like a law, this is just test it out for yourself. Don't take what I'm saying and being like, this is the only way. 'Cause it's not, there's so many different ways to go about it, but this is how I view it. And so you need to have content that informs your customer and gives them knowledge and gives them value and almost like, makes them smarter in some sort of way in whatever industry that you're in. Then you need to create content that brings awareness around your company, your brand, yourself, whatever you're selling. Because, and then this is like content that's shareable, right? Like something that's very, very cool or very, very, like something that they want to share with their friend or whatever, you know what I mean? And then the last type of content is to get people to buy, and because you need sales, right? I mean, companies don't run off of hip vibes, right? The vibes are good, or off of, you know, what's that called? Exposure, you know, companies can't run off of vibes and exposure. So, yeah, you need money. And so I think if you alternate between those types of posts, because if you do that, you're going to be simultaneously growing your audience. You're going to be simultaneously investing value into your audience and then also getting sales, right? And obviously you're going to have to toy with all the posts. You're going to have to figure out, again, look back like a game and be like, oh, okay, this worked, but this didn't work. And make like a fun game out of it. Like, it's just like, okay, whenever you're making the content, be like, okay, I think this one's going to perform really, really well. And you can put, I don't know, little bets on it or whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to do to make it fun. Because it is fun and you don't need to like have constant anxiety about what marketing is going to work and what isn't. Whenever you can just look at it as like a game and be like, okay. And then once it hits, you just, okay, I figured it out. It's like you won that level and now you can go to the next level. So it's very, very cool way to look at it. And, I would very much encourage you to try this out. Like just try looking at it like a game and not as like this serious, thing that, again, that brings anxiety. 'Cause I, the way that I've looked at it in the past is like, it brought me anxiety when something doesn't perform, but you can also be like, okay, you just got that as a learning lesson. Like, okay, this doesn't perform. Let's move on. Let's find something else. Let's try something different. And then if that doesn't perform, let's try something different. You know, don't be so hard on the failure, because the little failures are what add up to you figuring it out, you know, and you can almost just look at it like, oh, okay, this didn't work. Now I'm one less thing away from figuring out what doesn't or what will work. And that's a big deal, right? Because you're doing it, you're working towards it, and that's what matters. So, yeah, that's about it. Yeah. This one's short today, but, I thought it was crucial, and we have a lot of people out of town. They're shooting everywhere. We just moved the podcast studio, but it's still really messy. And I realized that I have too much gear, and, that's my last lesson for today is you should probably slim down on everything that you have, because the material items that I have, I'm like, man, I haven't used any of this stuff in a couple of years. Why do I still have it? Like, why am I hanging on to this? So slim down on your stuff, make a game out of marketing, and, it'll be great. All right. One more time, please like, follow, subscribe, all that cool stuff. We really appreciate you guys watching, really appreciate you guys, you know, just taking the time to let us teach you anything about marketing, whether, you know, good or bad, you already knew it or whatever. And so I hope this sparked you to try something new and to just put yourself out there, because your business and your ideas and everything that you have within you is special, and it needs to be out in the world. Whether people realize that or not, there's something special inside of all of us, and you need to put it out in the world because the world needs you. The world needs you. See ya.